Is this thing on?
Hello?
Hello. I'm getting a lot of feedback.
What? I think
you
just...
Oh. I think it's okay. Can...
I think I'm coming. I've got the thing set at the right volume.
You sound really echoey.
Say what?
Echoey.
I'm sorry, I can't under... There's a cat in the room. I could... Take the cat off of the microphone.
Come here, kitty. Come here. You mustn't play with the microphone. That's a good kitty.
Now, I believe we'll get the best sound if you put your mouth pretty close, but don't... Yeah, that one works pretty well.
Sort of within...
If you come even closer, there's a really nice resonant sound. Just be comfortable, though.
Yes,
and of course, you know how to work that.
I intend to be comfortable at all times.
You're looking comfortable.
I am comfortable. I'm seated in a rocking chair.
This is, we're of course in our headquarters. After last week, you know, that anything, I think anything we do now is going to be sort of a, what do they call it, an anti-climax.
But, you know, you only have one show like last week's show, sometimes in the whole history.
The entire history of a program.
Yeah, I mean, in a sense, this is a new start for us both.
Or sort of the gradual downhill slide.
Well, let's hope it takes a long time.
But last week, wow.
Yeah, wow. I was... Well, everyone was in tears.
I cried and I laughed.
I did too, and when I was driving home, I had to pull over by the freeway, and I just had another crying jag.
They call those driveway moments.
I had a driveway moment. On the freeway. It's going to stick with me for the rest of my life. Well, if you missed last week's show...
I don't think you can describe it. There's really no words.
Yeah. Just be glad we're still here and...
We survived.
And we're glad you're still here.
We've got t-shirts and you know where to send for them.
Yeah, we're working on a coffee mug. We haven't quite gotten the glazier...
Actually, t-shirts with coffee mugs attached.
That's right.
They hang off of the t-shirt.
The sip and wear.
Exactly.
It's off ball.
And odd beat.
Yes. Well, we've been perusing the news events of the day, and there's always a great deal of material. I think the song's about over.
Wait a minute.
Okay. Here we go.
And the musicians are leaving the room.
We'll send you a check.
Thanks, fellas. Thanks for coming by.
Bring the mandolin next week, would you?
Those are nice guys. I don't think any of them speak English, though.
No, they're great Italian musicians. Giovanni Beccari and his quartet.
Where did you find those guys?
I found them at a Chinese restaurant.
Wow.
In Oakland, California.
You never know.
They were walking around playing for tips, and I was mesmerized.
Well, I'm glad you got them up here. We didn't pay traveling expenses, did we?
Oh, no. Okay. They just drove up.
Nice guy.
And they're willing to come every week.
Wow.
Just to play that. I told them they could play other songs, but
now we're paying them off in t-shirt coffee mugs, right?
We are.
Okay.
And they, you know, they have to supply the coffee, but
okay.
They got the sipping shirts.
Terrific. Well, we've got that part of the show taken care of then. I want to start thinking of this as part two, and we do need to think of a name for this show. So if anything occurs to you, part two is what I'm thinking right now.
Mm-hmm.
Part one, of course, grand finale last week.
You know, I feel like, I literally feel like I've been reborn.
Wow. You look like it. You're glowing.
And I feel glowing. I mean, I felt
you
like...
You look like you're pregnant.
Oh, Jim, thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
I feel if... There's such a thing as a creative pregnancy. I'm with child.
You are with child. And may I say, I too feel with your child.
I'm glad. It's good to be at one on these things.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm. Where were we?
We were going to talk about current events and the politics.
Oh, that's right. I think we've got a call. We've got a call in...
That's right. Our political analyst, Ferd...
Grinley?
Ferd Grinley, that's right. I can't remember if it's Kingsley or Grinley, but I believe it's Grinley.
It may be Kingsley.
But we've got him on hold. He, in fact, an interesting note, folks, he is kind of on salary to just wait by the phone at his house at all times.
These are hard economic times. So we're managing to get quite a lot of labor at almost no cost.
And he's unlike us, he really looks at the news, he digs deep, and he sees things that just miss most of us, I think.
Well, I want to make this clear in part two of what we're calling part two until we think of a better name. Mm-hmm. We're not going to pander anymore.
No.
I think after last week, I don't feel like pandering. I mean, pandering is old. It's not where my head is at.
And it worked. It was a proven formula for the show.
Oh, we pandered.
For 8 or 9 years.
We pandered.
I feel so ashamed of
you. Remember Celebrity Back Talk?
Yes, I do.
And how many years did we do that?
6 years.
And it was popular. We're taking a chance here. I will admit we're taking a chance.
We
but
are.
No more pandering.
And I still get requests to do Cuddles the Clown everywhere I go.
Well,
I'll never... Folks,
it was a much beloved character.
Folks, I can't do Cuddles anymore.
It's behind us.
It really is. It's part of that past life. Cuddles was wonderful. He brought tears and joy to everyone.
Give me a sandwich. No more of that. That's
no
not
more. Nope.
Anything that could be tagged with the words. Lowest common denominator. That's not going to be a part of the show anymore. We've reached a new level, and we're going to try to stay here.
Yes. So.
So Ferd Kingsley.
Ferd Kingsley.
It's,
yes.
It's part of our non-pandering direction. That could be it. The non-pandering direction.
NPD.
Exactly.
NPD.
It could. Well, it can at least be the name of this segment of our careers and future biographies.
Yes. It'd be, in a biography, it would be part two, chapter one.
Exactly.
A non-pandering direction.
And it'll be a lot of blank, maybe an entire blank page before that.
Yeah, for maximum dramatic impact.
Exactly.
Because you want the reader to turn, and there's a blank page, and they turn again.
If indeed people are reading books at that point in the future.
Yeah, there'll probably be mind books by that time.
And how are you going to have dramatic blank pages at that point?
I guess just a long, long period of silence.
Well, I thought you were going to say a long period, like a long exclamation point or a long comma.
Hmm.
Is it technically feasible?
I think within the next 5 years, everything will be technically feasible.
You're probably right.
So, but yes, we have Ferd Kingsley waiting. He's been scouring the news. He's been scouring.
He actually is sitting on hold as we speak.
Yes,
we do have some good music for him playing, don't we?
I think so. We have I think it's a
well, let's just cut in. Okay. And we'll cut in. Oh, that's what we're playing. Interesting. Okay. Ferd, are you there? Ferd?
Oh. Jim? Frank?
We're right here.
Is that you guys?
Yeah, here we are.
We're live.
I've been sitting in the same chair for a week.
Oh, you poor
guy. Let me
stretch
a little bit. Oh, I'm so glad to hear from you guys.
Fred, we want to get right to the news. No pandering.
Let's nip it in the bud.
No pandering. That's the way it is for me. All right. Let's cut to the chase.
Well, let's first of all, this is Dateline. You take it. You're the newsman. Okay. You know the lingo.
Go ahead.
This is Dateline Today.
Okay.
That's good.
Long story short, America, don't put up with it anymore. They're bleeding you dry and you don't even know it.
Who?
President Kroger has stooped to an all-time low.
Excuse me, Ferd.
Yeah,
you said
yeah.
President Kroger.
Yes, President Kroger, okay. Our so-called president.
Okay. Kroger.
Barry Kroger.
Please,
Barry
please
Kroger.
Tell us more.
Goodness.
Barry Kroger is the worst president since James Buchanan.
Those are hard words.
He is a seditious, careless, callous.
Wow.
It's not about the people. It's not even about money with Kroger. It's about doing things just to see what happens. And
wow.
He has stooped to the lowest of lows.
Well, tell us. What's going
on? Yeah,
Last week at the end of a Congress session, he tacked on
A Congress session. Okay.
House of Representatives.
Oh. Yeah.
And the Senate.
Senate, yes. It was both.
Okay.
Oh, I see.
He tacked on this resolution called the Rent-A-State Law.
He tacked on
that. And he just put it through. And basically,
I don't believe the president can actually put something through. I don't think so.
I don't think you can do that.
Let me check my notes.
I'm pretty sure it's right.
I think that's part of the separation of powers.
Yes, it is.
One would think so, but Kroger has stepped on everything that is precious.
He's commandeered the reins of power.
Yes.
Hmm.
And this is his worst defense yet. He passed this law that basically allows any civic organization.
Again, you have President Kroger passing a law.
That's something.
This is coming as a surprise to me.
It sounds too.
As if we almost have a dictatorship in that.
This is shocking.
Jim, open your eyes. It is a dictatorship. The people no longer have the freedom they once had.
Okay.
And we've got to take it back right now.
Well, it's happened so suddenly, I'm still getting used to it being taken away, quite frankly.
What about my eyes?
Where was I? Oh, the Rent-A-State Law allows a civic organization, a church, a university, or military recruiters to rent one of the 50 states of the United States for a period from 1 week to 1 month.
Rent the state, you say?
The entire state.
Well, what exactly does that mean, Ferg?
Yeah, what's up?
They can basically take over a state and do whatever they want to.
Despite the wishes
of the inhabitants are overruled.
Mm.
And you saw what happened in Oklahoma, where it was turned into a water park for a week.
Yeah.
1 week only.
1 week only. And it sounds like it was a lot of fun. They had to...
Tell that to the people of Oklahoma.
Right on.
They had to be airshipped out. They were put in special holding tanks.
Oh,
no. In unnamed locations.
Oh.
Which I found out were in Kansas, Missouri, and Hawaii.
This is part of your investigative...
Hawaii?
Yes, I've been... As Frank said, I've been digging deep, and I don't like what I'm finding.
Well, you certainly seem to have found a new president.
Yes, indeed.
You're surprising us all with the breadth and depth of your investigative skills.
Just one scoop after the other.
That's the thing. You would think that you would know who the president is, but this fellow...
We don't pay a lot of attention to...
I don't look at the papers.
And there's this front guy, the new guy, the nice guy, Obama. He's a nice guy. You know, he puts on a good public show.
Oh, so you're interesting.
But he's not actually the acting president.
What?
Now, this is coming as a bit of a surprise.
This is nutty.
So Obama's not the actual president.
No, he's just sort of a maitre d' for the country, if
a
you
maitre,
will.
A maitre, as when you walk in, he seats you.
Yes.
Like a restaurant?
He's a seater, a meter, and a greeter.
I see.
And he puts on a good show, I'll admit.
Does he
that.
Have the night specials?
I don't know if that's a metaphor or an attempt at humor, Jim, but...
Investigate it, Ferg.
I will. I'll get on it.
Okay.
Don't let them rent your state.
I won't.
Do you hear me?
This is Ferg Grimsley taking a stand.
Do not allow them to drive you away and take you to holding camps.
I wouldn't let them do that.
I don't care if they're going to put on the best carnival that there ever was, or a tent prayer meeting, or a barbecue.
Ferg, you sound like you're sounding the... Is it
bellwether.
Is the word toxin?
I think the bellwether.
Toxin? Are you sounding a toxin?
I am sort of like the canary in the coal mine,
okay,
yes.
Okay.
Right, yeah.
I am the harbinger of...
Isn't that harbinger? Harbinger?
Harbinger.
I'm not very well informed.
I think.
I'm just going on good faith. I've never actually heard the word pronounced, but I believe it's harbinger.
Okay.
I think that's right.
I'll have to investigate that as well.
That's right.
I hope you're keeping a notebook.
I keep many, many notebooks, Jim.
Okay.
I have a locked room filled with notebooks.
Okay.
Hmm.
Don't let them rent your state.
I won't.
If men in blue suits come with large trucks, refuse to go.
I won't go.
Do not let your life be pulled out from under you. Do not let a carnival or a fish fry take place of your place of work, your place of worship, your public libraries, your municipal swimming pools. Do not let it happen, America. Take back your land.
That's Ferg Grimsley.
Kingsley.
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 Ferg Kingsley. Strong words from sobering, a strong man.
Sobering words.
We want to thank you for it.
Yes, thanks a lot.
Well, I've got to get back to my research.
Well, keep an eye out. I mean, we're a little worried about you. It sounds like you're digging. You're digging deep, and when you dig deep, sometimes you find things that you weren't meant to find.
Scary things.
I'd like to ask one thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Ferd. We're out of time.
I'd like a more comfortable chair, because I'm sitting by
this phone. We'll be talking about that. Well,
my back is bugging me.
Sure, sure. Well, thanks a lot, Ferd.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Good talking
with
you.
We'll be hearing from you soon again. Just keep digging.
Yeah.
Am I getting paid?
And that was Ferd Grimscone. Our man in the field.
Yes, and this is shocking news. I think this is a good note to start the second half, part two.
Part two, exactly. It's set a sobering tone.
It has.
And frankly, I'm looking over my shoulder right now. I feel uncomfortable, threatened.
You know, on my way into the studio, I saw some guys in suits putting up colorful banners, and it was a large vacant lot.
Well, that certainly seems to bear out Ferd's suspicions.
Wouldn't they give us some kind of a warning, though? I'm a little. Now I'm in a mood.
Let's just take a break here for a second.
Yeah, we need to collect our thoughts. We'd like to invite you at home to collect your thoughts, too.
Call in with your questions.
We're waiting. Oh, I'm really glad we took that break.
I'm feeling better. I had a glass of wine, so I'm a little loose up. Loose as a goose, as the expression goes.
I've taken off my shoes, and that's always a nice thing to do.
We're letting those dogs howl, I think. So
they've been caged all day.
Exactly. Well, I think we've actually almost finished up the first of...
The new direction.
Exactly.
And... I feel like it's a good move. I feel good about this. It's...
What? Do you hear that out? Hello? Come in.
Boys?
What? Oh.
Jim?
It's Ruth. Come in, Ruth. Hello. Hello, sweetheart.
Well, I was hearing you talking, and it sounded like you were a little down in the dumps, so I made you some cookies.
Oh, isn't that sweet? Look at that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I'm sorry, babe. Ruth, you know I can't eat chocolate, though.
Well, Ruth, I can eat chocolate, so...
Well, that's just freaking perfect.
Thanks. So I guess these cookies are for me.
Oh, well, you should share with your friend Jim. I made them for you both.
I can't eat those, Ruth. For the 20th time. Can't eat the chocolate cookies.
I thought you loved chocolate.
No, I don't know where you're getting that.
You can't eat chocolate?
No, not in the least.
Land sakes, good Lord. Well, next time, honey, I'll make you some oatmeal raisin cookies.
I remember you saying that the last time, so I want to thank you once again for your perfectly useless visit.
Aw, you're the sweetest boy. Give me a kiss.
No. Oh, Jesus. Thank you.
All right, boys, if you need anything else.
Okay, goodbye, Ruth. Stop by.
Goodbye.
Stop by any time with the correct cookies.
All right. If you need anything, just call me.
Okay, Ruth, thank you. Oh, those look good.
Oh, they are good, Jim. They are really, really good.
I wonder if you could just describe them. This is about the best I can do now.
Okay, I feel like waxing poetic here.
Okay.
I'm going to call this Ode to Home-Baked Chocolate Chip Walnut Cookie.
Great, great. Let's go for it.
Oh, tender skin. Oh, velvet tone. Oh, hidden nuggets of midnight dark. Bursting chewy, yet as solid as the American conscience. I salute you, sweet disc. Lovely circle. Enchanted oval. Your consistency and your flavor are a blessing from the heavens.
Well, there it is. Almost as good as the taste of a cookie on your tongue.
I've tried to give you a poetic cookie since you can't eat these.
And I thank you. I thank you, my friend. Once again, you've come through in my hour of need.
And I hope Ruth will remember.
I doubt it. I doubt she will.
I don't think she remembers much of anything, but a sweet old lady.
She's lucky to get out of bed in the morning. And
you know, I think we give her a reason to live.
Bothering us?
Yes.
Yes. Well,
we give a lot of people, I think. I think we can modestly say we give a lot of people and have for years.
Let's hope.
I hope we're giving you a reason to live.
Anyway, thanks for letting us give you a reason for the last 20 minutes?
Yes.
Okay.
And don't forget, next week it's going to be our special viewer call-in show.
You know where to call.
Yeah, you've got the number. So this is a chance for you to, if you got anything, any beefs you want to air.
Put it on the table.
Yeah.
Throw the slop on the fire and see if it sticks.
Yes. And I'm sure there's going to be some sticky goodness next week. All right.
Thanks for dropping by.
Thanks for dropping
by. Take it easy, Frank. You want to go get some coffee or maybe some Thai food? So.
Yeah.
We got Thai yesterday, though. I'm thinking maybe we could have.
There's a nice Latvian place.
We had more of those guys?
I think economically, but we can still eat their food.
I don't go to the Afghan restaurant, because those guys could put some kind of...